the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, It is written, one does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, all will be yours. Jesus answered him, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only God. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is said, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of the Lord. Full to the brim is our theme this year for Lent. It is fitting that we begin here, this first Sunday in Lent, as that is where Jesus began his journey into the wilderness. Jesus was full to the brim, full of God's love and full of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 3 tells the story of Jesus' baptism at the River Jordan by his cousin John. After Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And then a voice came from heaven, God's voice, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Immediately after his baptism, today's reading in Luke chapter 4 says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Jesus was full to the brim. At least when he started those 40 days, he was God's beloved Son, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit when Satan showed up. What a beautiful way to begin a wilderness journey, and what a strange way to begin the Lenten journey. We are used to a solemn Lent, a penitential Lent, a 40-day fast in which we meditate on our sinfulness and our mortality, even as we rededicate ourselves to relationship with God. Often, this is exactly what we need to recenter ourselves and to get back to basics. However, it feels like we have already been in a two-year fast. And with almost 1 million people dead from COVID in the United States alone, it also feels like we've been immersed in a very long reflection on our mortality. So what if we do Lent a little differently this year? What if we begin in a different place and see where that might take us? What if we start where Jesus started, full to the brim, even in the desert? It's important to remember that point, that Jesus entered the wilderness fresh from his baptism, filled with the assurance of God's love and filled with the Holy Spirit. That was God's grace to him, strengthening him for the temptations to come. And we receive these same assurances at our baptism, before our baptisms even. God chooses us before we can choose for ourselves. God calls us beloved just like God called Jesus beloved, and we too are filled with the Holy Spirit. That is God's grace to us. And grace is always a gift. We cannot earn it, and we never deserve it. There is nothing we can do to make God love us more, and there is nothing we can do to make God love us less. Did you hear that? Do you need to hear it again? There's nothing we can do to make God love us more, and there's nothing we can do to make God love us less. like the waters of baptism, like the waters of a fountain, God's grace spills over, washing us, anointing us, marking us as God's own. And this orientation to the world changes us. The Reverend Lyle Gwyn Garrity wrote this about our theme for Lent. She said, "When we allow ourselves to be filled to the brim with God's lavish love, that love spills over. It reaches beyond ourselves like water. It rushes and flows, touching everything in its path." But why start here? Why start with God's grace and God's love? Because Jesus started there. Because it strengthened him and allowed him to resist all the temptations that the devil had to offer. Because the temptations are many for us as well. And sometimes it feels like the wilderness is moving closer and closer. So I don't know what your temptations are this first week of Lent, and I don't know what the wilderness looks like from where you stand, but I do know that the news of the world is heartbreaking every day. Ukraine, Russia, war in Europe. The wilderness takes many different forms, and the temptation to give in to fear and anger, to sorrow and despair, is very real. Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, wrote a story in O Magazine about one of her wilderness experiences. It's called "The Kind Gesture That Helps Elizabeth Gilbert Find the Light on Her Worst Days." Here's a little bit of her story. Some years ago, I was stuck on a crosstown bus in New York City during rush hour. Traffic was barely moving. The bus was filled with cold, tired people who were deeply irritated with one another, with the rainy, sleety weather, with the world itself. Two men barked at each other about a shove that might or might not have been intentional. A pregnant woman got on and nobody offered her a seat. Rage was in the air. No mercy would be found here. But as the bus approached 7th Avenue, the driver got on the intercom. "Folks," he said, "I know you've had a rough day and you're frustrated. I can't do anything about the weather or traffic, but here's what I can do. As each one of you gets out off the bus, I will reach out my hand to you, and as you walk by, drop your troubles into the palm of my hand, okay? Don't take your problems home to your families tonight. Just leave them with me. My route goes right by the Hudson River, and when I drive by there later, I'll open the window and throw your troubles in the water. Sound good?" It was as if a spell had lifted. Everyone burst out laughing. Faces gleamed with surprised delight. People who'd been pretending for the past hour not to notice each other's existence were suddenly grinning at each other like, "Is this guy serious?" Oh, he was serious. At the next stop, just as promised, the driver reached out his hand, palm up, and waited. And one by one, all the exiting commuters placed their hand just above his and mimed the gesture of dropping something into his palm. Some people laughed as they did this, some teared up, but everyone did it. The driver repeated the same lovely ritual at the next stop too, and the next, all the way to the river. We live in a hard world, my friends. Sometimes it's extra difficult to be a human being. Sometimes you have a bad day. Sometimes you have a bad day that lasts for several years. You struggle and fail. You lose jobs, money, friends, faith, and love. You witness horrible events unfolding in the news, and you become fearful and withdrawn. There are times when everything seems cloaked in darkness. You long for the light, but don't know where to find it. End quote. Elizabeth Gilbert is right. Sometimes there are times when everything seems cloaked in darkness, when it is all too easy to give up our humanity. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we do know where the light is. and we know where to find it. Because God never sends us into the wilderness alone. And like that bus driver holding out his hand to catch his passenger's woes, God is waiting for us with an open hand, calling us beloved, filling us with the Holy Spirit. God sends us out into the wilderness of the world to be light and love. Like Jesus, we are full to the brim, even in the desert. Jan Richardson, in her book called Circle of Grace, has a blessing for this first Sunday of Lent, and I want you to hear it now. I want you to open your ears and your heart and take this in as deeply as you can, because this is God's word to you today. This blessing is called, Beloved is where we begin. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are, beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears, and if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of sun or the fall of the night, but I can tell you that on this path there will be help. I can tell you that on this way there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know that strange grace that comes to our aid only on a road such as this, the grace that flies to meet us, bearing comfort and strength, that comes alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear and with their curious insistence whisper our name, Beloved, Beloved, Beloved. Amen.